This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. I know y'all see the shirt, peek the shirt, you know, it's gonna be available soon. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists and toxic people can not only, some don't love bomb you, y'all. Some will trauma bomb you. Some will bond, some will get you attached to them through love bombing. But while others will can love bomb you and also get you bonded to them through trauma as well. What I mean by the trauma bomb, y'all hear me say that before. Patent pending. No, I'm just joking. What I mean by the trauma bomb is a narcissist or a toxic person can bond with you through shared traumatic experiences, like through similar traumatic experiences. And one of the main things that I hear when I'm talking to people over Zoom and doing coaching and things like that, and just overall research about narcissism and toxic relationships, is you can get bonded through trauma, y'all. Like, one thing I see pop up all the time is just like, yeah, I had a bad childhood, and they told me they had a bad childhood, and we just went from there. I've heard dynamics of people leaving happy relationships for people that they share trauma with. Like, we've had traumatic experiences, very similar. I'm in therapy, they're in therapy, so I just feel like they would fit me better. And y'all get bonded through this person through trauma, and you get the feeling sorry for this person. You know what I mean? You get to feel sorry for a person who's going through a traumatic experience they put themselves through. Like, nobody else put them through this trauma. Sometimes they put themselves through the trauma. Like, they become alcoholics and things like that. Sometimes I know alcoholism is an addiction, y'all. I understand that, but like, it has to start somewhere. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's can alcoholism be from birth. You know what I mean? Is it a birth defect or something like that? I'm not 100% certain. But some of these things they put themselves through. They'll cheat, and you know, they'll cheat on you, and then you kick them out, and then they'll go crazy and they go down a bender, threatening to unalive themselves or try to actually unalive themselves. They put themselves through some trauma like that, and then they meet you just like, yeah, I was depressed years ago, and I tried to unalive myself. And they be like, me too. Y'all bond through that. They'll bomb you with their traumatic experiences, with their traumatic childhood, with their crazy traumatic ex-wife or ex-husband or whatever, with their traumatic work experiences and things like that. They can also love bomb you. The trauma bomb can happen during the love bombing phase, when the narcissistic person is giving you everything that you want and need, becoming who you want and need them to be, you know, loving you, caring about, doing all the things that you imagine somebody doing for you. You know what I mean? Doing all the things that you imagine somebody doing for you, or you know, trying to help you out of, and things like that. Doing all this stuff, and they can also sprinkle in some trauma. Hey, I know before we go any further, I need to let you know I'm a victim of this. And then you be like, oh my goodness, I too am a victim of this. Gotcha. They might not even, look, crazy about this, they might not actually be a victim. Or even if they are, they're using it to their advantage against you. You know, they're trying to get you to feel sorry for them. They're just baiting you for that. Look, it can be very, very preemptive. When they're sharing a lot of trauma with you, you feel sorry for them. So you're more apt to forgiving them later for doing something horrible to you. Oh, they had a bad childhood, so I need to try to stay through here and try to fix them. Oh, they got cheated on in their last marriage, so I need to stay. They themselves have become a cheater, and they cheat all the time. I need to stay through them and love them through it. They got something happened to them in their childhood, like they got SA'd or something like that in their childhood. So I need to stay with them because they beat me up because of that. I'm just telling you, it can be very, very preemptive that they share their trauma with you, and to get you bonded to them. So it's hard if you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To leave them because you feel guilty. Sometimes you'll feel guilty about leaving them. They'll just drop that damn bomb of trauma on you, boom, blow it up. You'll be like, oh my goodness. And then they'll do something horrible to you. And they'll start crying and then they'll blame the trauma. You know what happened to my child? I know I cheated on you. I know I did. I but you know my mama did this to me. And I just been cheating ever since. Like your mama didn't get you an easy bake oven when you were 8 years old for Christmas. And you cheat on me now for that?
Yeah, but you don't know. It's just like women hadn't given me what I needed. And that traumatized me. And it made me cheat on you. Now, blah, I'm just thinking about the easy makeup. And
I'm just telling you. And y'all will get bombed through that. You get bonded to this person through that trauma, through whatever they do, whatever they're saying, and whatnot, to manipulate you with, y'all. A lot of narcissists and toxic people, like sometimes they don't even go through the trauma. Sometimes they'll use other people's trauma to manipulate you with, to bomb you with. They'll tell you something that somebody else has experienced as their own story. They'll tell you somebody else's story as their own to manipulate you into feeling guilty for them so they can do horrible things to you later on and you'll forgive them. You'll forgive them. You mean, but you gotta realize I'm worthy. You're worthy of real love. So you might need to distance yourself from this person. Had a very good conversation with a woman yesterday. They said something very similar to me. So her story is very, very similar. He shared some trauma with her. She wanted to try to fix it. If you are a fixer, if you are a healing person, if you have a healing spirit and things like that, you're gonna be more apt to trying to fix these people who tell you who shared trauma with you that they might not have experienced. They might be sharing somebody else's trauma with you as their own to manipulate you into staying with them, into forgiving them a 15th time. You know, but you know what my mama did to me. You know my daddy walked out on me, but he came back and then he walked out again and he came back. So your daddy was going to work every day and that traumatized you? Yeah. You made it sound like your father abandoned you. He did. He abandoned me for 8 hours every day when he went to work. And I needed it. Oh, my goodness, y'all. I'm telling you. They will manufacture trauma to get you to bomb you with. They will. And if you are a healer or you yourself have experienced some type of trauma, you want to be there for them. You want to be the fixer. You want to be the healer. You want to be the empath, the empathetic person that you are. You want to care for this person. But don't get to the point where caring for somebody else means you're caring less for yourself and you start to lose yourself. You start to lose your identity. You start to question who you are. Like, what the hell am I doing? This ain't me. Why am I with this person? Why am I doing this for this person? You know what I mean? What is going on in these circumstances? Why am I, like, I'm doing, you can get to the point where you're doing too much for somebody because of something you had no part in. You had no hand in their trauma, but you're trying to have a hand in fixing them. You see what I'm saying? You have no hand in the trauma, but you're trying to have a hand in fixing this person or doing something for this person or healing this person. It doesn't work that way all the time, y'all. It just doesn't. So I tell people all the time, like, it's not your trauma to fix. And I just, like, you don't have to be there for somebody through some trauma. Like, they 55 years old. Talk about something that happened to them when they was 9. And they don't, look, they need to be, you are not a therapist. You can't fix them. You can't heal them and things like that. You know what I mean? You can't. I'm just telling you, a lot of people don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to walk away though. You're not walking away. You're walking towards. You're not walking away. You're walking towards. Remember that stuff? Remember when I said that? You're not walking away. You're walking towards something. I'm not walking away. Oh, that's gonna be a shirt. I'm gonna put that on the shirt there, y'all. anyway, y'all, I'm gonna keep this one short and to the point, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, I don't know when this video is gonna get released, but y'all, this might be up. The merch, whatever the brand is here, the self love. I am brand. I love me. I am different stages of the healing journey. Self love is about self love. Just like this video is about self love. You can have other love, but you can have self love as well because self love is important. I'm worthy. You're worthy of self love, of self compassion, and things like that. So stay empowered, stay strong, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.